to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. Good morning, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is a very important message dated November 4th, 2016. I would consider this to be probably one of the most important messages I have ever put out on the internet thus far. Now, before I dive into that, I would like to discuss a little bit about what is going on behind the scenes. We are being deluged, literally deluged, minute by minute of each day with more important information, more details, more exposure, more investigations of this cabal, this network, this spider's web that we are watching dismantle in front of us. What I would like to remind all of you is, yes, there is no question that there are many serious things going on behind the scenes, extraterrestrially, outside in our solar system and beyond, including possible galactic wars. But with that said, we are definitely positioned to make massive changes, not just planetarily. We are being positioned to make changes literally for all sorts of other galactic races. And we are being called today to recognize that we are getting to the end of this game, which doesn't feel like much of a game if you're boots on the ground walking planet Earth. I would think that most of you agree with that. So many of you have written in or commented when I went to the conference a couple weekends ago that things are looking really kind of scary. You have so much information out there about what is deteriorating, what is falling apart. who can you trust? How do you know what to look for as far as what direction we are literally going in? And what I say to you is, this is absolutely the most important time of our lives to re-educate and to relearn and to remember who we are, meaning going within our hearts, not within our minds. Our minds are showing us all sorts of stuff. Everything from hostilities with local police forces starting to wear gear that is very much like a military uniform, the upping of purchases of, you know, security equipment, surveillance that is at an all-time high, that is intruding upon our own privacy and sovereignty, on and on and on. We are deluged with awareness that this is starting to be at a crazy, critical scale for all of us. But what I want to do is counter that and remind you of all that is being done behind the scenes that is supporting the ground crew and humanity as a whole. It is so important for us to have a clear, concise view of all that is, meaning not just getting caught up in the fear or the panic or the apprehension of, let's just put it this way, intruder races that do not have our best interests in mind. The flip side of that is there are a lot of other races that do. So everything that you read, you must try and put yourself in a neutral position to gather that information. It is not saying that in placing yourself in a neutral point that you don't care, or that you're putting your head in the sand, or that you don't want to be aware. What I'm merely saying is we are being called as the masters of this planet to remember to try and bring ourselves to a neutral emotional state, especially now as things really ramp up. For example, there are going to be some major things going down in the next couple of weeks, especially with the United States so-called elections, which who knows if that's really going to happen. We already know that it's been rigged. We already know that WikiLeaks has exposed that the results were already determined before it's even been completed. So everything is a ruse. Now, how do we react to that? Now, there is going to be a very large percentage of the population that is going to get really keyed up, really freaked out, really confused, and really determined to see this as, oh my God, the sky is falling. The rest of us are being asked, we're being called, we're being guided to hold the space. There's a lot more to it than just what that seems to mean to each of us. We're being asked to hold our ground, to stand strong and not forget why we're here. One of the key reasons that we're here is not only to assist humanity, but to assist the Creator, the All Is, creation itself. We are literally at a verge of protecting all that is valuable and precious to everybody that is a being of consciousness and light and love. And in doing that, we are finally getting to that moment that we want. This is now our moment that we've been working so diligently towards, a moment where we are up to bat. It is important for us to understand how valued we are, how important it is. The fact that you're getting up each day and keeping your thoughts directed, keeping your thoughts out of negativity, rage, depression, the fact that you're determined to remain neutral and hold the space. The more of us that do this, the less severe the outcome for the changes of all the mass upheaval that is starting to undo itself. And by that, I just want to remind you, you made a decision to have faith in a higher power. You made a decision, and you made many oaths and agreements. You died believing in that higher power. You were so committed that you came here. You were born into this reality against many, many odds to make sure that we got to this point in time. And folks, we finally are there. Remember, divine intervention, it has been coined as, oh, don't expect anybody to save you. And that's not what divine intervention is. Now, when you look at the word divine, it is defined as superhuman and godlike. And when you look at the word intervention, it means to involve oneself in a situation as to alter or hinder an action or a development. Now, we all know that if we have faith in a supreme being or something beyond ourselves, this physical 3D reality, we all know that anything is possible. We've seen it time and time and time again within our own personal lives. So why would we not think, feel, and know that this is possible? For those that tend to look at it very black and white and say, oh, you know, you're thinking that there's a savior out there. That's not really what we're talking about. What we're talking about is there are forces that are just as dedicated as we are, that are here to back us up, that are here to assist us with the intention, the purity, the love that we share for humanity and for all else, all life, the all is. Not too difficult to really wrap our brains around that. So, of course, there would be a force that is divinely guided to disturb any action that is leading us to a state of atrocity. And we are positioned at this moment, very, very seriously positioned, to remind ourselves that the most important thing we can do is remain steadfast, to remain committed, and to remain calm, because we are in for a ride of our lives. We've been talking about this, blogging about this, interviewing about this, chatting around a living room table about this. We've been talking about this for so long that I think, I was just talking to some friends the other day, it's hard for us to believe that we're really actually getting there. We're there. We're getting to the point where the line is being drawn in the sand and actions are being taken that are divinely intervening for us. It is at a point where many, many races realize that if we didn't have divine intervention, we would not have made it through this. And I think there's many of you out there that agree with that. So the decision for each and every one of us today, I hope, is that you walk away from this and you come to your own steadfast, clear-cut knowingness that there is some force, some massive creation, source, prime creator, whatever you want to call it, that is good and whole and true and complete and desires beyond all else that we are going to stop this madness, stop the slaughtering of children, the injustices of this world, the bloodshed of our fellow citizens around the world, all the deception and the lies and the disgusting information that's coming out about everybody from the Clintons to a lot of other heads of state. Some of it, it's so repulsive that I can't even read it. And that is who has been in control of this planet for a long time. So we have been so busy for so long, protecting, extracting, removing, cleansing, forgiving, that we are now in a place of receiving in a much bigger way. Not that we haven't been receiving all along. Hopefully you understand what I mean by that. And so with this said, I'm going to read an announcement that came through that was directly sent to my attention. I have checked with my own guidance, and I know this to be true in my own knowingness. I ask you to do the same. Go within your heart and within your soul and see if this resonates. And this is how it goes. To Alexandra from Prime Creator. This was dated November 1st, 2016. And due to some interference, and let me tell you, some very strong attempts to bring me down, I was not able to get this out at the date that was it was recorded, but it's okay because it's all in divine timing. It says, one, divine intervention for humanity has been sent forth continuously and will continue to do so for the next 2 months. There is a part of humanity's collective consciousness which has chosen and accepts to be inundated with energies beyond their control through all forms of consciousness. It has a steadfast hold, and it gives way to an allowance of control of the mind, leaving a part of humanity with the inability to wake up from these forces of energy. This creates a refusal and a rejection of awakening. This is still a personal choice to allow and accept this energy and continue to participate in it. For this reason, many solar flares will occur, bringing about such an amplification of energy at this time to awaken the collective. This will continue on until humanity has awakened. Number two, there will be plasma light brought in daily, increasing in its intensity of 10% or more a day until it reaches 100%. This will create a parallel shift in 10 days. Many will start to awaken from their slumber. Many will awaken to a lost feeling of not knowing where they are and not sure what is happening to them. Many will be disoriented, and many will be unable to think properly nor function at a normal level. There will be extensive flu symptoms, including symptoms much like that of blood poisoning. Many will not be able to eat as they went before. As they were before. And carnivores, people who choose to eat meat, will have many problems from now on, eating beef, pork, and poultry, for example. Number three, there will be a raising of the octave scale of all things with the consciousness of those who are ascending. This will augment one octave a week for 6 weeks. This will accelerate the transition of the physical shell. This is the last stage in the release of the carbon structures and restructuring of the nucleus, subatomic structures, and the bridging of all cellular structures into a new crystalline construct. This will hold and integrate all lower dimensional diamond light structures of energy while transmuting the lower three chakras of the body. This will bring an end to the first of the three lower chakras as it exists now. Number four, divine intercession is in existence where all who create a violation of universal and cosmic law against humanity and the actions of those violations will be automatically shut down and not allowed to come to fruition. All violators will be held responsible for these creations. Number five, the portal was opened successfully, granting the arrival of 2.5 million ships arriving, waiting to assist humanity. They are now in our space and will be given full instructions on how to help humanity for the last phase of ascension. Number six, the extraction of beings leaving this planet has begun. The details are as follows. There are three ways that extraction will take place. Of those beings who are leaving of their own free will choice, A and B apply. The C process is implemented only when a soul rejects their own path. A, an agreement is made and agreed upon with the soul and prime creator stipulating how and when to exit Earth. B, when the soul has received a certified notice from the prime creator that they need to leave Earth, the soul will need to create an exit plan and submit it to the prime creator. Then the prime creator oversees the soul's process that the soul created. At this point, there is no interference unless the soul violates their own exit plan from Earth for the ascension process of Earth and beyond the soul's existence. C, the soul is extracted through the process of being vacuumed up and removed for processing in accordance to all details in number seven as follows. Number seven, if violations occur on all levels of a soul's existence, there will be a total recycling, which includes being uncreated from existence and then recreated to a spark of light from pure love. Then the soul will be placed in a new universe of second dimension without duality. This spark of light will not have consciousness at this point, but will need to learn how to just be love and grow. There is no bartering on this. This is a final arrangement for those who choose to create violations against anything with a consciousness, creating multiple violations with love, and it's signed Sector of Creation. So, folks, I can tell you from personal testimony that this is real. And I say to you now, with love in my heart and excitement, that we are now finally at the end game. You're going to begin seeing some very rapid change. You're going to see fulfillment of your own dreams. And it is time for each and every one of you, if you have not already done this, request and receive all the gifts, all the forgiveness work, all the clearing, and all the cleansing that has been done for you and for humanity. Ask that this is received by you, your soul, your higher self. Make sure you do that because it will benefit you. So I think I will end it with that. I bid you adieu, as they say. And I hope this brings a smile to your face as much as it did for me. Stay tuned for future announcements as we move forward. I would be remiss without thanking once again all the ground crew, all the light workers, all the star seeds, all the researchers, all the healers, practitioners, shamans, you name it. All of you have played an integral part in getting us to this point on our journey. We now are getting ready for a celebration. So keep that in your heart as you remain strong and steadfast, holding the space for all of those around you. staying in a place of compassion, confidence, strength, encouragement, and knowing that your back is covered, and knowing that we are protected, and knowing that divine intervention is here. I love you, and I will talk to you soon.